seu de ouro.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 13th, 2020 on the 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's a wild and dystopic ride. So the debate on impeachment of President Trump is happening today in Congress, and this is we'll talk about this a little bit, the cartoonish nature of this. You know, the reason that this is a cartoonish scenario is because basically America has been hijacked by, generally, instead of saying the deep state, let's just say the fifth column. And It's that, you know, typical projection that we're seeing, psychological projection. Bad guys are accusing their opposition of doing the very thing that they're doing. And this latest round of impeachment is built, as far as I can tell, or as near as I can tell, on the presumption that what happened last Wednesday was some kind of spontaneous organic event in response to Donald Trump's words. Nothing could be further from the truth. This was something that was planned in advance. Even if we take the establishment narrative at face value, the FBI now says, you know, they've circulated an internal memo that says that there was talk about, you know, this kind of thing before the event, but it's the same old nonsense that we get historically. You know, we knew about it. We had actionable intelligence. We just couldn't quite, you know, protect the Capitol, even though that's hogwash. You know, everybody that, you know, even the mainstream folks are wondering how in the world security was so light last Wednesday. And, you know, even mainstream reporters have asked the question, were Capitol Police taking selfies, for example? You know, Eric Flack was one of the folks, a Murrow and Emmy-winning chief investigative reporter at WUSA 9, DC, CBS affiliate. He was one of the guys that tweeted the day of that looked like Capitol Police were taking selfies with so-called protesters and rioters. He tweeted, "Unreal, Capitol Police officer appears to take a selfie with pro-Trump demonstrator as the group pushes its way into the Capitol, beginning an insurrection and occupation in which a woman was later shot and killed." But was she? Folks have been watching, talking about how, you know, there is no obituary. That happens, but in this case, it's highly unlikely. Let's just say this, okay? As far as the events were concerned, there are a number of assessments that have made. I think we're talking about theater. I think, you know, if we do too much commentary on the theater, we do ourselves a disservice. Maybe we should be. Harley Schlanger was the guest on, was John's guest on the first hour of the National Intel Report last night. Actually, I think it was Roger Landry in the second hour who said, one of the two of them said, if you're just watching basically what I'm going to call theater in this case, then, you know, you're vulnerable. Your backside is vulnerable and you're missing what's actually happening. So that's my paraphrasing. But I don't want to give too much commentary on the theater, the theatrics, but, you know, this is a cartoonish scenario. And the problem is, you know, to borrow from the words of the notorious BHO, a.k.a. BS, cartoons have consequences. You know, what's happening in Congress today is evidence of the reality that cartoons apparently have consequences. The theatrics of shadows dancing on the wall of Plato's cave have consequences. That's the intention. Meanwhile, the puppeteers who orchestrate these theatrics get away scot-free and are able to accomplish their evil deeds and to change things as they see fit. There is this, you know, sort of confluence of concepts. Adam Curtis has done a couple of things on this. We've talked about hypernormalization as the most recent. I think that was 2016. Maybe we'll play a clip from that in a little bit. Vladislav Surkov is the guy that Adam Curtis talks about. He did that thing for, 2014 Wipe, I think, for BBC. A little 5-minute deal that we played. You know, the idea is to get you all confused, disoriented, and have you saying, oh dear, but, you know, like Adam Curtis said, that's what they want you to say. So it's not just fear. It's also, you know, in the chaos, it's the confusion, it's the doubt, the uncertainty that leaves you sort of bewildered and paralyzed at a minimum. And at worst, you end up sort of embracing your kidnapper. You know, so I keep wondering, what exactly has Donald Trump done that can be construed as an impeachable offense lately? Before we get to this, I want to play a little clip CNN did on what is, you know, what can a president actually be impeached for? The concept is fairly opaque. It's kind of murky. So we'll talk about that in a second. And I don't want to spend too much time on theater, but I will just say this, you know, first of all of these things, Occam's razor is probably always something to keep in mind if you're going to try to challenge the theater. We should have better critical thinking skills than this. It's so ridiculous what's happening. It's an embarrassment for us as Americans, I would say, that people are actually getting sucked up into the hysteria and frenzy and emotional vortex of this nonsense. But again, social media is so good at that and so perfectly suited for that. Which reminds me, you know, I keep thinking of Jaron Lanier telling us, he's been telling us for years, maybe there are reasons why he was telling us, you know, here are 10 arguments to delete your social media. 10 arguments for deleting your social media accounts right now. It's absolutely fascinating to watch these things. So Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is usually the right one. Don't try to manufacture something. And so when you start to think about, I've talked about in the past, the suspension of disbelief, for example, that we are groomed on from a very early age, you know, whether it's the anthropomorphic themes of folks like Roald Dahl and those books, or, you know, anything that children watch these days, it's not real. And so what are we teaching them? Basically, suspend your disbelief. Don't challenge anything with any sort of critical thinking. You know, it's the mental equivalent of raising a child on a steady diet of gummy bears and thinking that somehow that child is going to grow up healthy, fit, you know, strong. It's absurd. This is what we do. Well, everybody's doing it, so could 300 million people be wrong? Absolutely. So the suspension of disbelief, in my opinion, in this context, is one of the most dangerous forces in America right now, because people see these clips that are played, whether it's on social media, mainstream media, what have you, no one is asking any questions. Where is the critical thought? Where is the, you know, the skepticism and the challenging and the filtering? Here's one question. You know, considering the video, I've seen several angles of the footage of the alleged shooting of Ashley Babbitt. So, setting the shooting aside, the question is, what happens when a large caliber handgun is fired indoors in close proximity to an unsuspecting mass of people? It's kind of a rhetorical question. What happens is people are scared witless, they're scared, you know, half to death, and there would be pandemonium and people running, trying to run as quickly as possible. There would be a stampede away from that sound. Folks have speculated, it looks like maybe, you know, a 45 that was fired. Anyway, any sort of handgun fired in close proximity to a crowd of people, you know, nobody's concerned. The rest of the folks are going to stand around and film this incident. That's very suspicious and telling as far as I'm concerned. I highly doubt that you could, you know, I honestly thought about maybe gathering some folks and saying, hey, I want to do a little experiment. Nobody's going to be hurt but, you know, you might be alarmed. You might be startled. Would you please do this experiment with me? And I don't know if you've ever been inside and heard gunshots, but it is deafening. And those folks were within, what, 10, less than 20 yards, right? 10 yards? Deafening. Even with the glass on the one side, the glass was broken out on the other side, that would be deafening. There would be a stampede. People would be run over as a stampede was running away from that sound. That's what would happen. You know, there was the young man who was running around. I haven't found that yet. I think it was in the initial C-SPAN footage. The young man outside running around with blood, I think, on his left hand, saying, or at least that was the what was said. He said he had her blood on his hand, and they shot her, and it's real, and it was there was theatrics with that, too. He was later interviewed by someone. I haven't found that, but I don't think that young man was anywhere to be seen in the footage that emerged. I haven't heard anyone talk about that. Who knows? You know, and footage from channels like QAnon, I think, can we dispense with the QAnon nonsense now? Can we get rid of it? Can we all agree that it's a psyop? You know, kind of like when Ammon Bundy shows up, nothing good happens. There's always conflict. There's always provocation. Something bad happens. Somebody, you know, there are always feds on the periphery. In COINTELPRO fashion, someone might get arrested. Someone might end up in prison. Someone might end up dead. Who knows? So maybe that deserves to be scrutinized a little bit more closely. Just astonishing, you know. I guess, most astonished that it seems... Are all of the critical thinkers just suppressed out there? Where are the folks with the military background who say, yeah, this looks like this? Or, you know, where are the citizen journalists who say, my cell phone wasn't working, I was trying to call out, it wasn't working, I tried to film this with my phone, but you know what? Just in case something crazy happened, I brought a camera too, and I was able to capture some footage on with my camera. So here's that, which challenges all of this nonsense. You know why there isn't any of that footage in the Capitol? Because normal people don't do that. I forget who it was yesterday, whether it was Harley or Roger on the National Intel Report, but somebody said... I forget how it was phrased, but you know, the point is, well, there was an incident that was described, and someone was trying to do something, and the actual, I would say, real patriots, probably, you know, real honest to goodness Trump supporters, not LARPing counter gang folks, said, hey, knock that off. And so the real people with their heads screwed on halfway straight, who are the actual patriots, not LARPing counter gang folks, were not in the Capitol. That's why you don't have any of that footage from them, because sane people realize that's inappropriate, and who knows, it might get you shot. You should expect to be shot if you're LARPing through the Capitol, especially with weapons that are prohibited. How did that happen? How are people photographed in the Capitol with shotguns, for example, that are prohibited and not being shot? Think about it. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are
happy days.
These days are happy days. These days are
happy. Welcome back. Let's just talk about the subject of impeachment real quick. Just a little explainer. It really doesn't amount to much. But the point is, I suppose, to just bring back to the front of our attention that there is nothing that is directly impeachable per se. So anyway, here is the CNN explainer by Ellie Honig over at CNN. Go ahead, please. There should be a little volume deal down in the bottom left-hand corner. No? The video. Well,
the first president impeached by Congress was Andrew Johnson in 1868. Johnson was impeached for firing Secretary of War Edwin Stanton in violation of the Tenure of Service Act. After Johnson was impeached by the House of Representatives, the Senate fell just shy of the two-thirds vote majority that it would have taken to convict and remove him from office.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The second time in our history that a president was impeached was Bill Clinton in 1998. The House of Representatives impeached Clinton for lying under oath about an affair with Monica Lewinsky. The Senate then tried Clinton and acquitted him.
Article 1 is adopted.
The third time a president was impeached was Donald Trump in December 2019.
Trump was impeached for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress over allegations that he pressured Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 election. The Senate voted to acquit Trump on both articles. Now, Richard Nixon was never formally impeached by the House of Representatives because he resigned first under mounting pressure from the Watergate scandal. The House of Representatives did, however, draft articles of impeachment against Nixon for obstruction, abuse of power, and contempt of Congress.
The impeachment of a president is a remedy of last resort.
Impeachment is one of the most powerful tools that Congress holds in our system of constitutional checks and balances. Impeachment is the way that Congress addresses misconduct or abuse of office by officials in the executive branch or the judiciary. The Constitution defines an impeachable offense as treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that phrase has been the source of much argument over the centuries. The Constitution does not specifically define the phrase treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. One of the big questions is, do you have to have a specific crime in order to impeach? And the answer over our history is no. Congress certainly can impeach somebody who committed a crime, but they also can impeach somebody for misuse or abuse of power.
So, treason is specifically defined. Well, it's defined, let's say, in Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. And I think just as a sort of parenthetical aside, maybe we'll add the fact that the language is interesting, what probably escapes most people's notice. Let me read the definition first, and then you probably know what most people miss, the fallacy of assumption based on the fact that we've been inculcated into believing that, you know, United States USA Inc. is a thing versus, well, I'm letting the cat out of the bag. So Article 3, Section 3 states treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. And Congress, of course, shall have the power to declare the punishment of treason. So, you know, this is a very serious charge, and giving a speech like Donald Trump gave last Wednesday, I don't think rises to that level. I mean, I listened to it, I commented on it, I mentioned, you know, we played a significant portion of it last Wednesday on this broadcast. And I think in the second hour, the entire, what was it, first and second segments, we didn't go to break, first break of the second hour. We played a significant portion of the speech. And I don't know what these people in Congress, these fifth column folks and neocons and others, the folks that are melting, the rhinos, etc. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump to stand on principle. It's difficult these days because we've been so inculcated into this mindset of moral relativism and situational ethics and those kinds of things. People have no absolutes anymore that they stand on. But you don't have to like Donald Trump to support and defend the Constitution and truth and justice. Stick around.
You are
be right
tuned
back.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I realize that I'm sort of hopping around. You know, if we got back to just a humble, well, you know, like Thomas Jefferson said, we must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. We must make our election between economy and liberty or profusion and servitude. Pretty self-evident that over the last 100 years, shall we say, at least, that we have chosen profusion and along with it servitude. If parents understood how debt works, then maybe we would all cut up credit cards and things and, you know, find another way, because through the perpetual hypothecation of currency, we become the undoing of ourselves. I realize that I'm sort of jumping around. Hopefully it makes sense. Point of clarification on the second hour of last night's National Intel Report, I wanted to mention that just to sort of bolster the point that something strange happened, you know, there was the challenge during last week's joint session. And again, I've said this many times, are we really supposed to believe that with a joint session of Congress, with the president speaking just, you know, not far away, and with the vice president obviously in session, and Congress with all of these folks, You know, love him or hate him, this is the majority of the, shall we say, de jure power faction in America, or what is presumed to be. You know, you have the leader of the free world on hand and his second in command, and you have a joint session that is convened for perhaps one of the most important events in all of our lifetimes. That's the picture that was portrayed, right? That was what was depicted. And so we're supposed to believe that Capitol Police were standing down, taking selfies with LARPers and, you know, opening the gates to let people into the Capitol and all of these things that don't make any sense. So the point of clarification, there was the Arizona challenge, then all hell broke loose. And it wasn't even that. I mean, I sort of glanced at the C-SPAN footage of that last night, and there was a call to bring the house to order, even while there was shouting and stuff down one of the hallways. And you can hear that in the footage, and no one is getting excited in the house. There's a call to call the house to order. House will come to order if the members will take their seats repeatedly. And then there's some, you know, the sound starts cutting out for whatever reason, or was edited out or whatever. And moments later, what was it? The House was not adjourned, but they were in recess. But there was no pandemonium. There was no panic. And if you listen to the language, if you wipe your mind of any images or video, any footage or anything that you've seen, and you listen to the language of these crazy people, you know, these crazy people that have been making these wild accusations, who are, well, you know, folks like Cori Bush, for example, the Justice Democrats contingent, basically Cory Booker, Jamal Bowman. You know, Jamal Bowman, didn't he introduce the Coup Act, I think, or something like that? So again, you know, speaking of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, who did he dedicate that book to, by the way? Have we just gone entirely Luciferian? Is it the United Machiavellian States of America? Is that what it is now? And you know what? As long as you can make your best Faustian bargain, then I don't think that's what America is supposed to stand for. Rule number 9, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Is that what happened in recess? So there's the challenge, the objection to the Arizona electoral vote, the recess. Folks came back. Just as a point of clarification, it has been speculated that, or said that, there was no support for the objections in the other states. That's not true. There was, I forget who it was, but, you know, House members rose in objection to the Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania votes. And it wasn't that there, you know, the objection was not signed by a sitting senator. My understanding was that those were signed. They were prepared. But the House members basically were revealing the fact that Senate support had withered in the recess. That was specifically stated in a couple of cases, at least. I forget which. I'd have to go back and find the specifics. But I remember I stayed up and watched all of that through the night. And there was overwhelming support for objections, or there was an overwhelming objection, I should say, to the Michigan electoral vote in the House. There was overwhelming support. 71 or 70 or 71. I think it was 70 congressmen, House members, 5 in Nevada, but 80 for Pennsylvania. And of course, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley was the senator who said, I have to stand. And now he's been vilified and castigated. He was very level-headed. So we need to go back to this language and say, look, if you're going to start using this kind of language and this kind of rhetoric, who are the real people who are inciting and provoking agitation and civil unrest? It's the Cori Bushes. It's the Jamal Bowmans. It's the Ocasio-Cortezes. It's the Ayanna Presleys. That's who it is. And others, you know, Steny Hoyer this morning, again. These folks. Rhinos, neocons, neolibs. If you're going to start using the language of Article 2, Section 4 and Article 3, Section 3, then you should be held to the same standard. So were folks threatened? Threat of the, is usually more terrifying than the thing that, that the thing itself. I think that was hour two. I want to say that was sort of touched on when Roger Landry was on the National Intel Report last night. But is that what happened? The point of my point of clarification was only to say that something strange seemed to happen. You know, and again, are we to believe things like these people came, and that this is a point that was reiterated again on last night's National Intel Report. Are we to believe that people, first of all, people posted all over social media, including military personnel who know better and are ordered by their code of conduct not to do such things. These people all, like complete idiots and buffoons, posted things all over social media and then went to Washington, D.C. How did they get there? And did the very thing, you know, LARPers like Jake Angeli, Jacob Anthony Chansley, Martha, his alleged mom, says, well, I didn't think he did anything wrong. That's a weird psyop all by itself. You know, he of course, started a GoFundMe. GoFundMe says, well, that violates our terms, what he did later, so we're going to. But he raised $10. How did he get to D.C.? So are we supposed to believe that these people posted stuff all over? They did the very thing that would, you know, get them brought up on federal charges. They did the very thing that would discredit their own efforts, that would shut down and you know, broke into the Capitol. Even though they had help from Capitol Police, if that were, you know, if those folks were Capitol Police, what do we know? What can we know for certain? Not at all. They were wearing uniforms. Some people were wearing uniforms. Some people were in costumes. Whether it was, you know, the full-blown LARPing Viking of the performance artist known as Jake Angeli, or, you know, other folks wearing MAGA hats and things like that, or whether it was Capitol Police uniforms, that's what we know. But I would say it was theater. So we're supposed to believe that people did the very thing that would get their efforts marginalized, besmirched, discredited, probably get them brought up on federal charges, stop the challenging of the electoral vote. Donald Trump did the very thing that would besmirch his own legacy and subvert the effort to bring accountability to the electoral vote or the 2020 presidential vote. Everyone did the very thing that would least benefit them. We're supposed to believe that? Does that make any sense? And yet there are these rabid, hysterical, sensationalist BS artists, I guess, to quote Bill Cooper, who are making these wild accusations of folks that are just simply not true. We played a large portion of Donald Trump's speech. People were saying, shouldn't you be playing the rest of it? And I was saying, you know, this is just all the same stuff that we've heard. So if he incited violence last Wednesday or insurrection or a breach of the Capitol, how was that different? People say, well, it wasn't. Yeah, but you didn't immediately call for his impeachment again the last time he made a speech. Why this time? Because the things that he said were not different. You can go back and listen to last Wednesday's broadcast, this broadcast, second hour, and see for yourself. It's the same stuff he's been saying. Why now? And it's that avant-garde theater keeping people pinned down. Now you have all of these calls, this projectionist, you know, Alinskyite rules for radicals, calls to, you know, silence everyone, impeach Donald Trump, silence the Josh Hawleys, and any support for, you know, Josh Hawley was not radical. He was very level-headed. JFK said back in his address to the American Newspaper Publishers Association back in 1961, he said, I do ask every publisher, every editor, and every newsman in the nation to re-examine his own standards and to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosures to the enemy. In time of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. This has been surreptitiously seized upon to spin out of context and control to manufacture what we have now. It's an interesting side note, I think, to observe that, you know, reflecting on what happened in Russia 100 years ago and what's happening now, the more scientifically socialized we go, the more vicious and awful things get. You know, you think of people like, I mean, what is happening in the impeachment proceedings sounds a lot like maybe Lavrenti Beria should be presiding over the proceedings. Show me the man and I'll find the crime, kind of thing. So what is happening? You know, and for that matter, if you go back and look, there, you know, we are in a situation now because of these hysterical, maniacal psychopaths. We're getting to a point much like Russia experienced 100 years ago where everyone's looking over their shoulder. You could be whacked at any moment. Agitprop was a thing. And Evgeny Preobrazhensky was he was the first head of propaganda and agitation department. He was the first head of Agitprop. And if you go look on the, just look at the Wikipedia entry for, well, go to Agitprop, you'll see his name, Evgeny Preobrazhensky, and what happened to him? Closely associated with Leon Trotsky, you mean Lev Davidovich Bronstein, that guy? And the left opposition movement of the 1920s. Preobrazhensky fell afoul of Stalin. He recanted Trotskyism in 1929 and then joined a secret alliance with Trotsky in 1932. He was arrested in 1933 and shot in 1937 during the Great Purge. That's what happens. And we're in a situation very similar in America now where people are scurrying like rats in a sinking ship to try to find higher ground. I think that's what happened in the recess last Wednesday. People were threatened. And just as Alinsky observed in rule number 9, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. If moral relativism and situational ethics are the standard, you know, the foundation on which we stand and the standard by which we measure, then we are in big trouble in America. That's un-American. Patently un-American. When we come back, I'll go back to Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution and mention the language that I didn't get back to. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome back. Sheldon Adelson kicked the bucket. When is George Soros going to kick the bucket? Shouldn't wish that kind of thing on anybody. I should wish actually that, you know, they repent from their wicked ways. So, you know, people like, I don't understand it. I don't understand how anyone can look at the rabid hysterical psychopathy of folks like Cortez or Ayanna Pressley or Cori Bush or Ilhan Omar, Jamal Bowman, the hypocrisy too, Rashida Tlaib, you know, all of these folks, and not see right through all of this. Who are the Justice Democrats? Why do they have the ability to hold casting calls and try to poke at weak points in, you know, American, the American political process, and basically hijack it and take it over? We don't need to pass more laws and rules and things like that. We need to go back to a solid foundation of virtue, morality, and religion, as guys like Patrick Henry said. Well, if we're not all making a Faustian bargain, what are we supposed to do? I don't know, maybe Exodus 18:21. You shall select out of all the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. Make those people leaders. Why don't we just start there? I mean, I think it's that simple. I really think it's that simple. Instead of allowing, you know, foreign agents like George Soros, the Czech, to show up here and be a conduit, I would say, a surrogate for central banking malfeasance. You know, one of the kind of the Albert Hakims of our day is kind of the way I view guys like George Soros. Funneling and laundering, helping to create organizations like this. And it is to the destruction of ourselves, the undoing of ourselves. How can people listen to these crazy people who have, they're entirely discredited? They're not actual people. They haven't done anything of themselves. They responded to casting calls. I don't understand. It's beyond my comprehension. I can't fathom how anyone can take these people seriously or why they are permitted to remain in office. They should be recalled and removed immediately. Because they're rabid, hysterical Marxists. And so I was drawing the parallel earlier, 100 years ago, same thing happened. What happened is, as that society kept drifting more in a socialized, scientifically managed direction, it became more vicious and everyone looking over their shoulder. That doesn't sound American to me. Anyway, back to Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. The language that I was alluding to was the word them. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. Them. The word them is interesting. What does that mean? That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.